As promised, going back to Amud Aleph, specifically where the Gemara talked about Lifnei Iver Loisitei Michshal, and that is, so again, how did the daf begin? The daf began, Rav Shimon Alaza Oimer, Lo Yaskir Adam Sadeo Lukuti. A person should not rent his field to a kuti, Mepnei Shenikras Al Shmoi. And the reason is because people are going to know this field as being the field of the kuti. The kuti is also by melacha b'chol shemoyed, and the kuti is going to go. He's going to do melacha b'chol shemoyed, and as a result, there's going to be a marisayim problem because it's going to look like the yid hired this kuti to go and do melacha for him on b'chol shemoyed. So again, Rav Shimon Alaza said that if you own a field and you want to rent it to a kuti, you can't do it, and the reason is because the kuti is chashu to do melacha b'chol shemoyed, and when he does that, it's going to look a little bit like you hired him to do that. There's going to be a problem marisayim. This is something that's a very big issue. Gemara asks that to the extent that the kuti is chashud on the laws of doing malach and chol hamoed, so why are you telling me it's asur because of marisayin? You're saying good, but say better. Tepeglei, freit the Gemara, mishum v'lifnei iver leisita michshol. The kuti is geiri emes in our sukya. He's a regular yid. He's not allowed to do malach and chol hamoed. And if that's the case, you're being machshul him to do malach, you're going to be able to lifnei sita You're 100% right. You're saying good. And really, what Rav Shimon Alaza said in the Brisa was one of two reasons. One reason is lifnei iver leisita michshol. Another reason is based on marisayin. Tosfos dibra maschol tepeglei mishum lifnei iver says that from this Gemara you could bring a raya to something that Rabbeinu Tam said, and that is there's an iser lifnei iver leisita michshol not only to be machshol someone to do an Issid Eiraisa, but even to be machshel someone to do an Issid Rabban. In other words, Lifnei Iver Leisita Michshel. What does that mean? So it means a lot of things. It means you can't give somebody bad advice. Could be, it means, we'll see more about that in the course of the raid, that you're physically not let a put a stumbling block in front of someone. You can't put the proverbial banana peel in front of the Summa. It also means, as we saw throughout the first parak of the first parak, we just said Hadron Allah Lefnei Edeim, that you're not allowed to be machshel someone bedvar aveir. So you can't hand a glass of wine to a nazir who's not allowed to drink wine, and you can't hand Eve Menachai to Ben Noach who's not allowed to eat Eve Menachai. You can't be machshel someone bedvar aveir. Yesh lachar. Is that only true if the aveir that this person's going to do is an Issa de Raisa? Or is it true even if it's an Issa de Rabbanan? Says Tosfos from our Gemara Chabad Raya. This is the one Raya in Shas. From this Gemara I have a Raya. That is an Issa Lifnei Iver Leisita Michshol, not to be Machshol someone Bedvar Aveira, even if that Aveira is going to be an Issa de Rabbanan, which by the way says Tosfos was a Chiddush that Rabbeinu Tam said. So in the list of Chiddushim of Rabbeinu Tam that are scattered throughout Tosfos and Shas, this is one of them. That is an Issa Lifnei Iver Leisita Michshol, even to be Machshol someone an Issa de Rabbanan. Says Tosfos, there's a Raya from our Sugya. You know why? Because you see from the Gemara, there's an issa lifnei iver leisita michshol, not to be machshel someone to do malach and chol hamoed. And not doing malach and chol hamoed says, Tosfos is an issa d'rabbanan. Midairaisi can't do malach and chol hamoed. It's only an issa d'rabbanan. And if you see there's a lifnei iver leisita michshol, an issa malach and chol hamoed, says, Tosfos, mikan yesh lehevi raya, l'masha pirish rabbeinu tam, deshayach l'meimah lifnei iver, af b'midi d'les be'isura, elo mid'rabbanan. Haflavafel. If you take a look at the Ramban, on this Gemara right here, the Ramban asks as a kasha. He says, what's going on over here? Lifnei iver leisita michshol for isa malacha chol hamoed. Isa malacha chol hamoed is an isa d'rabbanan. Who ever heard that this lifnei iver leisita michshol when it comes to an isa d'raisa? Says the Ramban, from this Gemara there's a raya that the isa to do malacha chol hamoed is an isa d'raisa. In other words, from this Gemara you see that there's an isa lifnei iver leisita michshol when it comes to isa malacha chol hamoed. Which means that you have to be meichiach one of two things from this Gemara. Either you have to be meichiach from this Gemara that there's an issa lifnei iver even by an issa d'rabbanan, based on a premise that the issa to do malacha chol hamoed is an issa d'rabbanan, and that's what Tosfos said. Or you have to be meichiach that the issa to do malacha on chol hamoed is an issa d'reis, because you're not willing to accept that there's an issa lifnei iver by an issa d'rabbanan. Aye, there's an issa lifnei iver when it comes to doing malacha chol hamoed must be the issa to do malacha chol hamoed is an issa d'reis. The truth is, this shaila whether the issa to do malacha on Chol HaMoed is an issa de raisa, is an issa de rabbanon, is without question in the conversation of a top 10 machlokes rishonim of all times. Again, I haven't seen the recent rankings, but there's nothing to talk about that this machlokes right here is in the conversation, right? We said the machlokes kutim gei ramis, kutim gei arais, that's a top 10 machlokes tano. This is a top 10 machlokes rishonim. Taisin throughout Shas, v'advarim atikin. But what emerges is that one of the Marim Mekoymis to this Shiloh is right here, Avodah Zarah Daf Chaf Beis Amud Aleph. And what's fascinating is we talk about Salat in the Shir, how you have a derivative machloikis, how one machloikis somehow is going to be totally in another machloikis, even though at face value these two machloikis then have absolutely nothing to do with each other, but just based on how you learn a pasugya, it's going to emerge that two things that really should have no shaykhis to each other are very much going to be mitl tali zebezeh. I think if you ask somebody, does the Shiloh of Melach and Chol HaMoed, Issa Deraisa, Issa Rabbanon, have anything to do with this? There's an Issa Lifnei Iver for Issa Rabbanon. He would say, come again? Like, what are you talking about, right? Go back to Yeshiva, become a Lamdan, and then let's have a conversation. I mean, right? Very easy to be Mechalik between those two sugis. They have absolutely nothing to do with each other. That's not true. They're very much Tali Zebezeh. You can't hold that there's Lifnei Iver only by an Issa Deraisa, and hold at the same time that the Issa Chol HaMoed Melacha is an Issa Rabban. You have to take a position. Either you're going to have to hold that the Issa Melacha Chol HaMoed is an Issa Deraisa, or you're going to have to hold that the Issa Lifnei Iver is true even by an Issa Derabban. But the bottom line is, this machlik is Toises and the Ramban tucked away right here in Avodah Zarah Daf Chaf Beis Amud Aleph. Right, just to bring it out a little bit better, one of the things that come up, Shain Eimo, when you learn the sugya of Issa Melacha Chol HaMoed Deraisa Derabban, is the... is there a chiyuv to wear tefillin on Chol HaMoed, or is there not a chiyuv to wear tefillin on Chol HaMoed? Right, that whole shaila in the Rishonim of tefillin on Chol HaMoed, not tefillin on Chol HaMoed, is very much telling this, right? Because what would be the reason not to put on tefillin on Chol HaMoed? Because there's an ois. What would be the ois? There's a malachas. If there's a malachas in Issa Deraisa, there's your ois. But if it's only Issa Rabbanan, not that the Rishonim, Taisus, all the Rishonim make Tali Zebezeh. We have read by it, Bezus Hashem, from the beginning of Masechet Maikadim. We went through this very, very much. But the bottom line is that I hear doing malachas on Chol HaMoed, wearing tefillin on Chol HaMoed, those are two sugyas that have shaykhs to each other. So the fact that they would be derivative machlikas and of each other makes a lot of sense. It's super logical. But lifnei iver, having a shaykhs with Issa Melacha Chol HaMoed, that not nearly as much. But what comes out from this sugya right here is that that's the way it is. So just a few ha'aras. The first ha'ar is Michas Chinuch in Mitzvah Reish Lamed Beis declares, according to Shitas Tosfos, that there's an Issa lifnei iver loisita michshol to be machshol another year to do even an Issa derabbanan. Says the Michas Chinuch, if somebody would go and would be machshel someone to do an Issa Derabanan, would he be over a lifnei iver loisita michshel midei raisa, or would he only be over a lifnei iver loisita michshel midei rabban? L'chayru l'fum riata, at first glance, you would have to say that it would seem more logical that he's only over a lifnei iver derabanan. And the reason is, because how could it be that the machshel's role is more chomer than the nichshel's? Right? The person that you were machshel to do an Aveira did an Issa Derabanan. I was only machshel you to do it. So I should be over an Issa Deraisa, right? You would think that if the person doing the Aveira is only doing an Issa Derabanan, so how could it be that I'm over an Issa Deraisa? So what would be a case? A case would be where someone's a Nazir Derabanan. Right, let's come up with a Geshmaka case. The person's a Nazir Derabanan. Where is there a Nazir Derabanan? If the old Kinuyim is only Derabanan, right? Toysfus is a Nazir Dabbez of an Aleph. So you have yourself your Nazir Derabanan. Good. So let's say you have a Nazir Derabanan and you pour him now a glass of wine Deraisa, right? This is a Cabernet Midderaisa. There's nothing to talk about. It's been airing out for the last few years. It's sitting in a cellar for 20 years. The wine's Deraisa. The news is only Derabunan. So what's the question over here is, you went ahead and you were Moshe. You said, no, take a glass. He says, I'm a Nazir. He says, I know. The guy's hair is like literally in the glass of wine. He says, I don't care. Take my word for it. You don't know what you're missing out over here. This is Kedai to be Soisi in his ears. Go ahead, have this glass of wine. Right? So you are Machshon. You are over the Fnei Evelay Sita Machshon. When he drinks it, he's only over the Isser Naziris, the Rabbanah. You're going to be over the Isser De Raisa? So at first glance, it would seem that just based on a very high level, a 20,000 foot view logic, that how could it be that the machshel should be more chamer than the nichshel himself? Stating that, the Michas Chinuch says, in Svara, I hold it's not that way. In Svara, I hold that even if someone's machshel someone with an issa derabanan, he's going to be over lifnei iver leisita michshel midei raisa. And the Michas Chinuch says, because what's the reason there's an Isser Lifnei Iver Leseita Mechshol. What is the Isser Lifnei Iver Leseita Mechshol? The Isser is, don't be machshel another yid. Don't be machshel. If I'm machshel you, I was machshel you. I was machshel with an Isser Reisner, I was machshel with an Isser Rabbanon, who cares? At the end of the day, I was machshel you. In other words, the Isser Lifnei Iver Leseita Mechshol is very fundamental. It's kedai to be misplaining for a second. Isn't that exclusive to pouring a glass of wine to another, or giving Eivir Menachai to Ben Noyach? It's don't be machshel in any way. Don't give an eitz sheinei genes, right? It means don't in any way cause somebody to stumble. L'chayre, that's what the Isser is. And if that's what the Isser is, so as long as I was machshel you, I was Eivir Nisa Deiraisa. If your kishlein, right, what you now did on your end was an Isser Deiraisa, so who cares? If I gave you bad advice and you went ahead and now you made a bad business investment because of advice that somebody gave you, that you aren't ever an Isser Deiraisa or an Isser Derabanan, right? You weren't ever anything. But you're ever an Isser Deiraisa because you were marshaled that person to go ahead and do that. So it says in the Mechas Chinuch, the aside of not being moishnet kois Yayin Lanazar is not related to the Isser per se. The Isser is just the simen that you're being machshel the person. Mali, if you machshel him in Yoni Ruchniyim, or if you machshel him in Yoni Gashmian, or you machshel him in any other way. The bottom line is that you were machshel him. And at the end of the day, if the person was even Isser the Rabbanim, is you were machshel him. And that's for sure considered that you cause him to stumble. And if that's the case, you're going to be able to lift an evil seat to Mishra even their eyes. See, even though at first glance, it sounds like a little bit of a lumdish anomaly, but the Mechaz Chinuch says with a geshmak that that's not the way it is. The Mechaz Chinuch says it's muchach that way from Toysvis also. So you have to go through Toysvis a little bit better to see our Toysvis. Where you see Mefurish in this Toysvis, that's what Toysvis held. It's not so clear at first glance. But the bottom line is, this is the Mechaz Chinuch and it's for Reish Lamed Beis. Another ha'ari is, what would happen if somebody is machshel someone, bedvar aveira, but the person that did the aver b'shaytik? Would he be over lifnei evil lecei to michshel, or would he not be over lifnei evil lecei to michshel? So someone that's merchant kois yayin l'nazer, where the nazer knows exactly what he's doing, and he's very good, right? He should have shown up to the party, but he's there, and he's abstaining. He knows this is something that's not okay. But you egg him on, and now he goes ahead, and he drinks it. Okay, he did a b'mezid at the end of the day. And as a result, this for sure lifnei evil lecei to michshel. What would be if the person that you poured the kais yayin l'nazer to, didn't even chap. I didn't know he's a nazer, he didn't chap. It's wine, whatever the story was. The bottom line is, he's a shoykek. Would you be over lifnei iver, or would you not be over lifnei iver? So I saw that Ritzvi Pesach Frank, in his Shailos Tshuvas Hartzvi, and this is in Hilchos Avodah Zarah, it's in Yerideya Simen Kuf Chav Dalet, incidentally, he has a lot of tshuvas on our sugis that are very, very geshmak, Kedarka Bakoidish, says it's a davar pashit, that l'chayr would be a problem. Right? Why is it a davar pashit that it would be a problem? Because at the end of the day, you were machshel him. And Mali, if he did it b'mezid, if he did it b'shoigig, the end of the day, if you were machshel him, right? He just did an avera b'shoigig. You do an avera b'shoigig, you also have to have kapara. But says Rabbi Tzvi Pesach, I'll tell you one geshmakazach. The Tosfos says in Avodah Zarah Daf Chaf Beis Amud Aleph that just like you have lifnei evil lecei to michshel, if you machshel someone to do an isadei rice, you also have lifnei evil lecei to michshel, if you machshel someone to do rabban. It's a machloikis rishonim, but that sheet is Rabbeinu Tam, and Rabbeinu Tam brought a raya from the sugya Avodah Zarah Daf Chaf Beis. And the Mechaz Chinuch even has a tzad to say, it says ikr tzad, that you're going to be over an isadei rice. But yesh loimar, in the event that you're going to be machshel someone to do an iser derabbanan b'shoigig, it could be there, it's not going to be a problem, and that's based on the Nesivus, the well-known Nesivus. But the Nesivus says that any person that does an Avera Derabbanan B'shoigig doesn't need Kapara. An Avera Deiraisa B'shoigig needs Kapara, but Derabbanan not. And the reason is because an Isser Deiraisa is a Cheftza of an Isser. And as a result, if you put that Sama Mavis into your body, you need Tikkun. The bottom line is you're going to need some form of Kapara. Not on the same level, Seder, but you're going to need some form of kapara. But the Isser Derabbanan is not an Isser Cheftza. All it is an Isser Gavra. The Isser is the Merida. It's the fact that you're being murdered, you're rebelling. To the extent that you were a Shoigig, you never rebelled. If you never rebelled, you don't need kapara. So says the Hartzvi, one geshmakazach, that even though it comes out from Toisvis that there's an Isser Lifnei Iver, even by an Isser Derabbanan, but it'll happen afkemina bin a gay Shoigig. If it's an Isser Derais, even if he's a Shoigig. If it's an Isser Derabbanan, so in that case, if he's going to be a Shoigig, there, you're not going to have a problem.